1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, it's a Friday, and Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization and Homeowners Association joins us from the 3rd Street Promenade. I know you're doing some shopping, getting ready for a springtacular, and the news across the world of entertainment, of course, this week has been about Rosie O'Donnell. How does that affect, Bobby, your job as a PTO president?
Well, when you say my job as a PTO president, do you mean in the way that I deal with kids?
Yeah.
So let me start at the beginning. The Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization is very proud and is congratulating Rosie O'Donnell on the courage that she has to admit her homosexuality. I think it's time that we recognize the success of so many lesbians, whether it be Katie Lang or Melissa Etheridge, Janet Reno, Anne Heche. We are seeing more and more what we can't ignore, and that is that exploring, and I want to be very careful, Phil, I think for women to explore their lesbian side increases our ability to connect with our masculine side.
Now, you're straight, right?
Yes, I'm a mother. I have 3 sons. But let me ask you this. Do you know any lesbians that are poor? And I'll ask you, Phil. Do you know any impoverished lesbians?
I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean...
Well, you don't ever hear about it. And what I'm saying is that for a woman to at least begin to explore that side...
Are you talking about straight women having lesbian sex?
To explore that side. Just let me finish. To begin to go there. Rosie O'Donnell has shown that a lesbian can host a successful daytime talk show, connect with millions of women, connect with millions of young women. What we're going to try and do, Phil, and very, very gently and very, very slowly, we want to begin to at least introduce to our young women in our school district the concept that maybe, and I'm underlining the word, Phil, maybe, lesbian sex can open some doors.
Well, that's how young are we talking about here?
We are talking about our teens. We're talking about girls. I think girls that are old enough.
Boy, my hat's off to you.
Well, let me finish, Phil, because really what we're doing is we're treading in water that I think you're a little bit out of. Just being a man, you're a little bit out of your element. What we're talking about is introducing...
But wait a minute. When you say I'm out of my element, when you talk to girls about being lesbians, how are you going to get them to listen? And how are you going to get this by their parents?
First of all, you say to these girls, and I think it's a very viable way of discussing, Rosie O'Donnell, again, this week, has shown the world the success of her life, and she is a lesbian. Now, Phil, what I...
But again, getting back to how are you going to talk to teenage girls...
What you say to them, Phil, is you say to them the things that they've been wanting to hear. You can have sex and not get pregnant. That's something that we have been very irresponsible in not saying to our young women. Our young women have been deathly afraid, that any sexual contact would lead to pregnancy. That just isn't true. There is a way, and if there are young women listening to me right now, there is a way...
Whoa. You got to hold on for a minute. This is my show, okay? If I got parents out there who say, I heard on the Phil Hendry Show how their teenage daughter can have sex without getting pregnant...
So I take all responsibility for this. Our PTO believes that we need to at least begin to explore the possibility. Because of the example set this week by Rosie O'Donnell and the success that she's had, to tell our young girls, our teenage girls, maybe, just maybe, you can have teenage sex and you won't get pregnant and you can become empowered. There's so much going on with it, it's really exciting.
You call that exciting?
I call it exciting to have a successful career, be a lesbian, be a teenager, and be able to explore your sexuality. Janice Greeley and I, who have been best friends, she lives next door. Okay, you know where I'm going with this.
No, I don't know. If you're going to tell me you're going to have sex with your best friend...
I'm telling you, we're going to start a business, Phil. A business that I never thought I could start. But looking at Rosie O'Donnell, looking at how... And she said it, Phil, and she said it proudly, I'm a dyke. And she just came out and said, I am a lesbian. What are you going to do about it? Oh, my God, it was just exciting. And
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You're a conservative woman, a conservative mother. Are you telling me that you want teenage girls to engage in lesbian sex?
I'm saying, Phil, there's something going on. If a Rosie O'Donnell, who was neglected as a child, sat in front of a TV set, no parental supervision, grew up to be, as she says herself, a big, bold, butch, roaring dyke, and has the success that she has, I think there's something to talk about. I'm not saying that I want everyone's daughter to run out and have sex with another woman, but I will tell you this. There are much more frightening prospects for a young girl, 15 or 16, than to have sex with another girl, no pregnancy, very low risk of venereal disease. We're not talking about some guy telling you what to do.
And this is, by the way, you're talking as, and I want to make this clear, you're the mother of three sons, okay? You don't have a daughter.
If I had a daughter, I would simply say, I'll leave this up to you.
Yeah, if I had a daughter, but you've only got sons.
Phil, believe me, if I had a daughter, I would say to her, you know what, maybe this is for you. And I can't stress enough how exciting it is that I've... The stuffed muffin is going to be...
Now, I don't know what the stuffed muffin is.
The stuffed muffin is the store that Janice and I are starting.
The stuffed muffin is a store?
It's an arts and crafts store.
Oh, this is the store that you're going to start. Are you saying that you felt empowered to open a store called the Stuffed Muffin because of Rosie O'Donnell?
Yes, because of the power and the courage she had to come out and say, I'm a dyke and what are you going to do about it? I want the same success as Rosie O'Donnell and the rest of all of those fun-loving dykes. And it takes time. And it's taking... I'll tell you something, Phil. If it means stripping Janice Greeley, a heterosexual mother, down to her underwear, then GD it, I'll do it. And
Okay. Just
I'm mindful of the fact that your program is a family program, Phil. I'm sorry. But sex with a woman means you don't have to worry about a cigarette being put out on your ass after sex, and it also means connecting to your masculine side.
Can I, at this point, ask you, do you want to remain married to your husband?
My husband's right here.
Mr. Henry, my wife is heterosexual.
So you're not talking about becoming a lesbian?
No, she's talking about exploring the lesbian side.
I'm talking about exploring that side enough whereby we are empowered. The Stuffed Muffin represents an effort in the world of arts and crafts. I've always been very creative, but I've never had the courage. I turned a... Steve, tell everybody.
My wife took a soup can and made an ashtray out of it. She's very artsy and stuff.
All right, so you're artsy and...
I painted it blue. I painted it blue and I put gold things on it. It's how I feel about it.
So this is going to be a store.
It's going to be a store that me and my Bob Greeley are going to fund. If they let us with the videotape.
What videotape?
Bob Greeley and my... Let me do it. Bob Greeley, because I don't want you to misunderstand. Bob and Steve have asked, can they videotape a sex session with Janice and I if they fund the Stuffed Muffin? I see nothing wrong with it. They are our husbands.
Oh, man, you're going on the edge.
I am not gay, Phil.
1-800-449-8686. Michelle, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil, how
yes,
are you?
Yes, fine.
I'm not so fine tonight. I think this woman is absolutely off her rocker. I have to let you know that my background is education. I have a master's in education. I work with middle school students. And I totally believe that teenagers should not be having sex.
Why?
Whether it's with,
what if it
with
empowers
a boy
them?
Or a girl.
What if, what if it empowers them? Look at what Rosie O'Donnell... It's morally wrong. Look at what
we need to get
well,
back
your
to
degree,
American
your
values.
Your degree in psychology doesn't have anything to do with morals, then, Michelle.
Okay.
So
no, I don't have a degree in psychology.
Well, what do you have a degree in?
Education.
What do you have
a
degree in?
I work with children every single day. And how many children do you work with?
I have three boys. I'm a mother.
That you're with the PTO, which has nothing to do with PTA, who actually has a moral background.
You're not an advocate for children. I think you're slowing down.
You're not an advocate for children at all. All you're an advocate is to go ahead and do whatever anybody wants.
Wait, she's an advocate of what, Michelle?
She just wants any. You can just do whatever you want, whenever you want.
No,
that's totally wrong.
I want success for women, and I want to begin by saying,
not all women feel that
way. If you're really inhibited and you don't want to have your
women have value.
I guess you're inhibited. Oh God, look at you.
I don't need to be inhibited.
You're really inhibited, aren't you?
I'm probably one of the least inhibited people, but I don't have
to
have
sex
with everybody to know that.
And what's your hang up with putting your face between a woman's legs for the first time, maybe in your life? And
you are off your rocker.
Do we have to get graphic?
I'm not being graphic.
And I hope the American people out there are listening and hear what this woman has to say.
If you want women standing
I want to be clear. Are you a lesbian? Are you a lesbian, Bobby?
No, I am not.
But you say that.
You must be.
No, I am not.
You're inhibited, and you haven't explored that later.
No, I can swing either way. I'm saying. With the storm,
you can
with the
swing
new...
either way. Well, then, darling, you are a lesbian, and you need to tell your husband and let him go find a real woman.
You know something, Michelle? The term is not lesbian; it's lesbian. All right. I don't come from Portugal. Oh my God, is she stupid? Secondly,
she didn't say lesbian; she said lesbian.
Well, I didn't hear her. Secondly, my
then you
storm...
owe me an apology, but probably you can't handle that either. Because you're too busy putting
well, you're
your
the one that's judging me.
Legs to figure out who you are.
You know something? I don't think you have the courage to park a woman on your face for
Will you please?
Excuse me, that's totally inappropriate.
Would you please not do that?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Michelle.
You can't tell me after you've laid down and rubbed yourself while listening to Melissa Etheridge that it did not liberate you.
I don't talk about my sexual activities of anybody but my husband because it's a private affair.
Hey, Michelle, this is Steve Dooley. Michelle, this is Steve Dooley. Fish is on the menu. Why don't you just try it?
Okay, look, both of you guys...
My husband said,
you know,
I think to have these kind of people on your show.
I appreciate that. Thank you, ma'am. Hold on for a minute.
My husband said fish is on...
I think that what's happening here needs to be slowed down a little bit. I'm going to tell my phone screener, Steve Cabot, to get these people in line. Now, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the PTO are talking about, Western States PTO are talking about the courage of Rosie O'Donnell and her admitting that she's a lesbian and how what's wrong with talking to teenage girls about lesbianism because it's sex without the consequence of pregnancy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley joins us from the 3rd Street Promenade. She's the president of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. Rosie O'Donnell has been the inspiration for your decision that enlightening younger women, especially about lesbian sex, is a good thing.
So I don't think there is anything wrong with emulating. Rosie O'Donnell has influenced millions of American women. Now, here is a woman who was neglected as a girl. She was parked in front of a television set. Her parents made her virtually a latchkey child. If that experience turned Rosie into the successful show business phenomenon that she is, I'll tell you right now, I have three boys that I've got no problem getting some Hawaiian punch, getting some Pop-Tarts, putting them in front of a TV, and by God, I will leave them home all day long, and I will not feel guilty about it at all. Now, that's a promise, Phil. And
well, what are you going to do while you leave your boys at home?
I have told you that Janice Greeley and I have started the Stuffed Muffin with an eye toward the empowerment of women, no matter what kind of sex we like. And if that means that Janice and I are disrobing and exploring each other's sexuality while my children are tied to a coffee table, then so be it.
I just want you to hear yourself. You and Janice are having lesbian sex while you tie your kids to a coffee table and they're watching daytime TV with Pop-Tarts and Hawaiian punch.
You can be shocked all you want, but what Rosie O'Donnell has shown us with the full bore butchness of it, I just think the bold butch aspect, oh, God.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yes, ma'am. Good, ma'am.
Good. have one question for that lady. I would like to know what you would do if your son came home and said, I'm going to have sex with another man.
You know, that's not what we're talking about, Mary. Try to stay on point. We're talking about women enjoying each other.
Women you might tell him not to listen to you, but you shut up and listen to me. Listen,
Mary,
it's okay for women to go out there and have sex with other women, but not men to go out and have sex with other men? You're an idiot.
Mary, I would say
that
you need to clip the cobwebs from between your knees.
I don't have cobwebs between
okay.
my knees. You need to get the cobwebs out of your brain, because that's all you stuff
I don't see,
stuff muffin.
Yes, the stuffed muffin.
You are a stupid stuffed muffin.
Why am I stupid?
Because you are raising three boys. Those three boys need a mama that cares about them, not a mama that wants to go out there and have sex with her girlfriend.
I'm talking about young girls for the first time in their lives can have sex and not be afraid of having a bun in the oven like maybe you did, Mary.
I don't have a bun in my oven. Listen, I've been married for 40 years,
and I'm happily married
to a man.
Mary, I will tell you
And you obviously don't have a man to satisfy you, so you've got to go to a woman.
What? I'm right here. I'm her husband.
My husband, Steve Dooley, is here.
Yeah, you can't satisfy her, can you?
She's going to let me videotape it.
My husband
That's
is going
sick.
To video... Why
You're
is that sick.
Sick?
No, I don't understand. Why is that sick? Answer me. Why is that sick?
It's sick to have your husband and another woman's husband videotaping the two women having sex because you say it's empowering your store, the stuffed muffin. And by the way, we get the double entendre there, okay? So.
Oh, so in other words, you think I'm filthy.
Oh, please, the stuffed muffin? What do you think?
What's it mean, Mary, if you're so smart?
I'm serious. I want to know what you're going to do when your son wants to have sex with another boy.
My son's all man. He'll never want to have sex with another boy.
Oh,
and
you're
all
woman to have sex with another woman?
Yes.
You're a distorted mind.
That is
terrible.
You are never a full woman unless you have at least parked your face at the Y. And by the
Will you stop with parking the face?
You're an idiot. You need a psychiatrist.
No, the sexual repression, Mary, that I'm hearing from you, by the sound of the gap between your teeth, I bet you'd be a wonderful lover for a woman.
You know something? I don't have gap in between my teeth. My teeth are spaced together like they're supposed to be. Maybe that's what you need, a brain transplant where you could be a woman on this earth instead of a idiot.
Wait a minute. What does a gap between the teeth have to do with a brain transplant?
What does the gap between the teeth got to do with me being a woman and being able to have sex with a man,
Mary,
which you're supposed to do?
I have been giving my sons old Playboys so they'll never be gay. They are looking at some of the most stacked, sweet stuff in the history.
Mark my word, when your son comes home and he is gay because of the way you're raising him, honey, I've seen it. I've been there. My girlfriend's daughter is...
You've been there.
My girlfriend's daughter is gay, and she can't handle it.
Wait, your girlfriend's daughter is a guy?
My girlfriend has a daughter. My girlfriend is a female. She has a daughter, and she has turned lesbian.
Oh, I thought you said he's a guy.
She said gay, not guy.
So you're gay. Now, that is interesting. You're a self-hating lesbian.
When did she say she's a lesbian?
What did you just say?
My friend is a female. She has a daughter. It is a lesbian.
Your girlfriend.
Yes. I have a girlfriend.
All right, I have a girlfriend.
I don't have a lover.
I have a friend that is a girl. You don't eat
that
your,
is a difference.
No, wait a minute. You don't eat your lunch in Box Canyon.
What does that mean?
Have a good evening, and please go see a psychiatrist.
Mary, can I apologize on behalf of the Phil Henry Show?
Oh, Phil, don't do it. Don't lower yourself. You sound so...
You sound emasculated. I want to apologize. He's lowering himself having you on this show.
Thank you, Mary, for emasculating what was once a very virile man.
Is that a reference according to me?
Yes, according to her. You just got deballed.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley believes that with the self-outing of Rosie O'Donnell this week, that every woman should try being a lesbian, because look at how successful Rosie has been, including teenage girls. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
What is that?
My name isn't Mike. I don't ride a bike. But if I was a woman, I'd like to be a dyke.
And that's the message we want to get out.
All right, hold on. We're back. 1-800-449-8686. Tell me about lesbian sex and cracking the glass ceiling. We're with Bobby Dooley on The Phil Hendry Show, and you're talking about Rosie O'Donnell coming out of the closet this week.
Phil, her program's the most successful daytime TV show.
I know all about that, okay?
But she served as a model, and with lesbian sex and cracking the glass ceiling, we begin to introduce, you have to be at least 15 to be in the class, and we begin to introduce young women to the idea that feminine sensual encounter is a positive, not a negative, because look at what it did once again for Rosie O'Donnell.
Now, yeah, but what? Let me ask you, what are some of the things in this class? You're supposed to come to class. Is this a joke? Come to class with a cucumber?
Phil, if I could be allowed to explain.
This is Mr. Henry, to make fun of women's emerging sexuality is not right.
I'm not doing that. I want to know why the girls are asked to come to class with a cucumber.
What we do is we wrap the cucumber in cling wrap. It is called sensory acclimation. Getting a woman used to feeling a large phallic-shaped object near her thigh. And so
what?
They put the cucumber in their pantyhose. We also spend about 30 minutes in the class with cans of Starkist.
What is that for?
Because of tuna.
Because of the tuna smell that people make. Men have gotten used to the tuna smell, but have women. That's the interesting thing. And as part, hold on, Steve. As part of the training, Steve pushes my face into a can of tuna 10 times a day. Because men...
That sounds ridiculous.
No, to you as a man, but to women it's important. Women need to understand what they're going to encounter in our 15-week Lesbians and I course, which we will hold at the Johnson Institute in Big Sur.
Her face smells good.
I don't know. 1-800-449...
No, Phil, what's wrong?
I mean, you got a class, lesbian sex, and cracking the glass ceiling. They're walking around with cucumbers in their pantyhose, and they're sniffing cans of tuna. Unbelievable.
You know something? You're insulting us, not me.
I'm not a woman, but I beg to differ. Bree, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to make the point that I am a 19-year-old female, and I really do not appreciate that.
Appreciate what?
Appreciate the fact that you're automatically assuming that each of us has lesbian tendencies.
Well, I think it's something to look into, Bray. I don't know whether you do or not, but look at what it did for Janet Reno. Look at what it did for Dinah Shore. Look at what it did for...
What do you mean, Dinah Shore?
The Dinah Shore Golf Tournament?
That's what...
What about the Dinah Shore Golf Tournament?
Oh, my God. That is a magnet for every huge screaming dyke on the West Coast.
That is five people out of 50 trillion million famous, extremely successful people.
Well, but the point is, if you were to take our class, and you're 19, so you're of age, we're talking about the younger girls.
Right, well, I just...
Who worry about having sex and getting pregnant. That's the thing that we're frightened of.
I think it's degrading having women.
Phil, you're not a woman, so please.
I think it's degrading.
What?
Having a putting a cucumber in...
That... allows a woman to know what it feels like to walk around, you know.
I really think it's extremely degrading.
What is, Bree?
I think it's degrading
Bree,
the
what
face
I'd like
and
you
the
to
tuna.
Do, what is? I'm sorry?
The face and the tuna, everything.
What, no, what I'm saying is if you can open up a can of Starkist and for 10 minutes a day just sniff the aroma, you'll know what men have known for years.
Right, but...
Yeah.
It's...
Well, you know what? That isn't always true, Bobby, okay?
Oh, get you. I bet you force your women to send it up, huh?
Mr. Henry, could I...
Go ahead.
My wife has a cucumber in her pantyhose right now.
Yes, I do.
Why? There's no point. No
well,
point
Well, I told you,
whatsoever.
Because I am trying to get acclimated to the sensory sensuality... of having something like that down there.
You have a husband.
I'm talking about for me. This is for me and mine. I just walk around like what men do. I reach down and touch it to make sure it's there.
Right.
Yeah. Bree, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
You think I'm crazy, don't you?
Yes, I think you're crazy.
But you're a man, so you don't understand.
All right. Well, that's my dilemma here. Here is Tricia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just have a few comments. That's testosterone or something.
I have what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I think you must have some type of a chemical imbalance. And
here is Michelle on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi, is this Phil?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd just like to say that I am absolutely embarrassed for all women for this lunatic idiot.
I don't blame you.
To sit in there and say the things that she's saying.
So, in other
words, I think Rosie O'Donnell would be embarrassed.
Rosie O'Donnell
to have
has
anybody
shown us
like
the way.
You associated with
Rosie,
her or with her name.
Rosie O'Donnell
I
has
am
shown
an educated person.
Rose.
I have a master's degree, a specialist degree in education. I've taught for many years.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the way we want our children raised, and I think I speak for the majority of American women.
Well, I think
you
I speak for the majority. I speak for the majority of American women. We want to be
empowered.
No,
I don't think so.
We want to be empowered. The stuffed muffin is just the beginning. When we get our store going, and I begin to experience feminine sensual contact, in many ways, Rosie O'Donnell is just the beginning. But the end result is Janet Reno. That kind of...
You know, you should be locked up. Mm-hmm. You should be arrested for trying to poison the minds of young girls into thinking the way that you think.
Why should
you
I be arrested?
Sick.
Oh, be arrested for liberating young women.
You're
thousands,
sick, lady.
Millions.
And there are places that you can go to get help.
I don't need help.
I
need your help, Michelle, and I need Elizabeth's help, and I need every woman's help. Imagine millions of young women with their noses over cans of tuna all over the country.
You are disgusting, Phil. I can't even deal with it.
You know something?
Anymore.
I am really...
What is disgusting about that?
You're just sick. You are absolutely sick. If women want to be lesbians, fine. Let them do it. That's their business. But for you to go out there and try to entice people to do that, that is not the way God made us, lady.
Well... If God didn't make us that way, then Rosie O'Donnell was constructed by aliens from space. And
everything with Rosie O'Donnell. Is she your God?
She is the Mother Teresa of every woman. She is, I think, divinely inspired. Michelle, you can't tell me, when you went to college getting your master's degree, that you didn't, the roommate... The female roommate?
Never once in my entire life have I even had the desire to be with another woman.
Bullcrap.
I've been happily married for 10 years, would never even consider it because, first of all, I'm morally wrong.
I want to come over to hell with the consequences.
What's that retard singing?
How dare you?
What is he doing?
That is an anthem. Melissa Etheridge's wonderful anthem, too. Oh, to hell with growing up. Let me just intrude into your life and let your husband know that you're a big, roaring bull.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry.
I want to come over.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry
Back
Show.
Back to Rosie, if I could.
Go ahead, we're back. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Bobby and Steve Dooley, the courage of Rosie O'Donnell. Bobby wants everybody to have lesbian sex.
No, not everyone, Phil. Women should begin to consider it, judging from the success oh my God, look at the success Hillary Clinton has had.
And so, what makes her a lesbian?
Oh, okay, well, whatever.
Oh, so Hillary Clinton's a lesbian, huh?
No comment.
What did you want to say?
I wanted to say that the idea, and again, Phil, I'm not a lesbian, but the idea of becoming one is the idea of becoming a little bit more masculine. And we're near the 3rd Street, but we wanted to walk around the corner here, Steve. My husband Steve is with me, and we have, and I'm going to be delicate, Phil, we have an aide, a marital aide.
Okay, I want to go to a call. I don't know what you guys are planning. I want to go to a call.
I understand that, Phil.
And I think you need to be mindful of where you are. You're on the air with me right now.
I understand.
Cindy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Cindy?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. You're on the
Hi.
Air.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with this woman because she seems to be cutting people off a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate
but
that.
I just wanted to say that I think what she's promoting is horrible, that I don't understand why she thinks it's okay for these girls to have this, but that she won't allow her boys to have same sex.
Well, I don't want my boys to be gay.
I don't want my daughters to be lesbians.
I would be really
curious to have Rosie O'Donnell call in and just find out what she thinks about what you're saying. And my personal
opinion is that you are
just trying to promote your business because you've mentioned it several times. I think that this doesn't have anything to do with the sex. You're just trying to get free advertisement.
What business?
That muffin, whatever you keep talking about.
The stuffed muffin.
Yeah, there it is. There's the names out there again.
There, one more time.
Yeah, there it is.
And you keep allowing her to do this.
You brought it up, Cindy. You brought up stuffed muffin. I didn't. Now, my husband, Steve, is here. I do have an aide. You're talking, Cindy, about boys being gay. This is what it would be like. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh!
All right, did you hear that?
What do you mean? It's okay for the boys. For the boys because they would be gay.
Did you hear that?
But if girls do that, they're not lesbian.
No, I'm going to do it again. Listen.
Oh!
There, did you hear that? Cindy?
I don't
Stay with me.
What are you doing?
You told me not to explain. I'm just going to do it. Use your imagination. Bend over, Steve.
Oh!
There.
I'm sorry. I'm not with you.
What are you doing?
I have the cucumber that I took out of my pantyhose. Do you understand now? Or do I need to explain it to you, too? Listen to this. This, Cindy, is the sound of a screaming, roaring, bellowing dyke.
Well, I would just be really curious, and I'm hanging up now, but I would be really curious to know how Rosie O'Donnell feels about you using her name so many times.
I would venture to guess
that she would not be happy with it.
Well,
Thank you for listening to me. Goodbye.
And remember, tuna.
Will you turn that down, please?
Oh.
And quit doing to him whatever you're doing to him.
Okay, pull up your pants, Steve.
Jesus.
Here is Elizabeth on the Phil Henry Show. Elizabeth, go ahead. Elizabeth?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to make a couple of points. I'm a 20-year-old women's and gender studies major, and I have a lot of lesbian friends. I myself am not a lesbian.
Good for you.
But, you know, I'm active in the gay and lesbian community.
What does this do for you? Go ahead.
I'm really not a Melissa Etheridge fan. Sorry.
Yeah, but do you hear her demanding to come over to that woman's house, even though her husband?
I would like to say, as a 20-year-old, you know, I myself am a virgin. I don't think that the whole lesbian sex because it's not going to get you pregnant or pregnant STD. I don't agree with that because you know the cucumber thing that's also very offensive.
That is really, really offensive. All right,
I wanted to show to Elizabeth how painful it can be for a man.
Yeah, you know, it can be painful for both gay and lesbians to live in America in the 21st century.
No, how is it physically painful for a lesbian? It's not.
It's not physically painful, but you know, it's emotionally painful.
Go ahead.
The people
don't do that anymore to him.
It's it's really distasteful, and I like to say that I don't really think that
you personally should
be using the word dyke, considering that, you know, it's really a stereotypical term that lesbians have re-embraced. Political, like, lesbians have used that. But, you know, if you're not a lesbian, it's really not appropriate to use that phrase.
Who?
I'm sorry. That's also offensive.
What's that?
Hearing what the woman's saying?
No, I didn't. Say it again.
You using the term dyke is offensive probably to most lesbians because they have had to reclaim that term. And, you know, you and your husband.
No, wait a minute, but I'm allowed to use it because Janice Greeley and I explored our sexuality.
Yes,
that
but
doesn't
are
mean
you
you're
politically,
a...
no, you that know, you're not a lesbian. You don't deal every day with the social injustices.
Will you turn that music down? Turn it off.
Melissa Etheridge doesn't make you a lesbian. You can listen to the Indigo Girls. You can listen to Ani DiFranco. It doesn't make
you a lesbian.
Let
me write those names down. Indigo Girls. Who else?
Ani DiFranco.
Oh, we've got to get the record. Ani DiFranco.
Oh,
she's got about 12.
Yeah,
you know, why don't you go pick them up? But, you know, I mean, what I'm telling you is that maybe
I made Janice really take off her Lee press-on nails. Doesn't that count for anything?
Also, another thing... all lesbians consider themselves to be more masculine than others.
It's,
you know, this whole cucumber thing, and hi, all women have the same thing between their legs, and we don't need to go around smelling a can of tuna to know what that's about. That's also really offensive, you know.
You
probably just offended all lesbians, and I'm sure Rosie O'Donnell would quite also agree with me that it's not appropriate for you to be saying such things.
I don't have anything to say, Phil. She just shut me down.
Thank God for that. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Let me in. Did you hear that? Let me in.
Oh!
I wanna come over. I cannot freaking Melissa. Get it out of here. Turn it off! 1-800-449-8686. Ow. If Rosie O'Donnell is listening and would like to call up and say how much she thinks this show sucks, we'd like her to. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Say, by the way, that was me doing the voice of Bobby Dooley and the voice of Steve Dooley going, ow, in the background. And I'm Phil Hendry, and I was doing those voices, and the people that were calling in, they thought that, those were real people. See? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, our website, the Phil Hendry Show website, is available, and it's the best place to go to figure out this show. And believe me, one listening of this show isn't going to do it. You need to listen to the show over and over and over and over again to figure out exactly, just exactly what it is we're doing around here, baby, because it ain't like nothing anybody else is doing. The Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. 30-day archive, listen live, audio archives, webcast archive, it's all there. Get your backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month.